This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert Bertonis is with us. Electrical engineer, electronic engineer, patent holder, radio frequency designer in Silicon Valley, California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, welcome, Vince. And, you know, it's funny, they still call it electrical engineering. But 98.5% of what you learn is electronics or computer technology, and very little on electricity per se. But that's tradition from, I guess, over 100 years ago to call it electric.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, your course of study at the university, undergraduate work, was in the School of Electrical Engineering. And your degree is, your Bachelor of Science is in electrical engineering. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. And they did have an offshoot at the time that was called computer engineering, and you could opt in that direction. So you took a little bit more courses in computer. It was the same school, basically. It was almost the same courses, just, you know, maybe whereas I would take a course on motors and generators, the alternative for the computer branch degree was you'd take some programming courses. But, yeah, they still call it electrical engineering, and, you know, obviously it's related. One is a subset of the other, but it is funny. A few universities have changed it, but it's still primarily called EE, or electrical engineering.
Yeah, and one of our instructors, Lou Cassidy, in Illinois, who works very closely with Dr. Norm Shuley on the electrical devices and electronic devices that that they make, like the pulse electromagnetic frequency device and the scalar energy device. Those, Lou Cassidy has to know electrical engineering, electronic engineering, and computer coding and programming and logic. So all of those skills are necessary. So our smartphones, well, I don't have one, but smartphones have computer programming. They have very sophisticated circuitry. And so their radios, their transceivers, you know, their transmitters, receivers, transceivers, computers, all, and a display screen and a input device or multiple input devices, right? All built into one. So it's really, really complicated. Bert, is it possible that one person could build a smartphone by himself or herself?
No, it's impossible. In fact, you've kind of touched on something for my current company. You know, we design electronic devices, primarily wireless devices. And it's interesting that, you know, I would say 20 years ago when I would undergo a design project, we could get a team of maybe 10 or 12 people, four or five of them being design engineers and the rest being technicians or other support personnel. And we could design a full product. Now, if you look at an iPhone, not only is it you can't do it with 10 people, but you can't even do it in one facility. You have, you know, one branch of Apple designing certain chips. You have another branch designing certain firmware and programming, and another one doing board layouts, another one doing antennas, and it's hundreds. In the case of an iPhone, it's literally thousands of people. So the magnitude of some of these modern wireless projects are way beyond any small company like mine can do. So what you're asking is things more like reference designs, where a major IC company will develop a new chip and they need some products to demonstrate the operation of the chip. So we'll do stuff like that. We'll do modifications. We'll do, you know, ancillary products, things like that. But to do an iPhone, man, you need a huge team of engineers and programmers.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was thinking we're going to be talking about the environment, aren't we? Isn't that today's class?
Yeah. So I've attended the UN Climate Change Conference over in Glasgow, Scotland, on behalf of USA Prepares, and of course I'm attending remotely. I submitted a travel voucher, and I guess we came up a little short on the budget for sending correspondents to Europe to attend conferences, but I have been following it electronically, and it's kind of fascinating. You know, one thing I don't get, though, it says UN Climate Change UK 2021, then in parentheses it says in partnership with Italy. I don't get how can you be in partnership with another country? I haven't figured. No one's explained that one to me. But anyhow, I have been attending.
Okay, Operation Gladio, Operation Gladio. Class, look it up, and you will find out that the Vatican is and former popes and cardinals and bishops and the U.S. Mafia and the Italian Mafia and the CIA are all in bed together, running drugs, smuggling heroin, and that's why Italy is involved. Operation Gladio, Gladio. You won't believe it. As a matter of fact, if you either read the book or listen to the audio, it's 12 hours, and you're probably going to miss midnight mass if you're a Roman Catholic. And you probably stop contributing to the church. And I know you're a Catholic as well, Bert, as I am. It's beyond disturbing. But please continue.
Yes, so it's a fascinating conference, and the main goal, so it's basically 2 weeks, but in that 2 weeks, there's one main goal, and the goal is to keep the planet from warming more than 1.5 degrees, and that's centigrade, by the end of the century, but really at any time. Now, we've already warmed 1 degree. So that only leaves a half a degree, and I'm not sure that we have a handle on what's happened with the past degree, so it becomes doubtful if we're going to be able to meet that goal. But that is the main goal, to secure 1.5 degrees total warming, of which we've already gone through one, really by the middle of this century is what they're really asking for. So there's some other things they're working on, which is to protect our natural habitat, which is, I think you and I both and the whole class and all our instructors definitely support wanting to keep the world as pristine as we can and lessen man's impact on the environment and nature. Then the other thing, a little more nebulous, they want to work on global climate finance, and I'm still scratching my head to figure out what it is, but the best I can figure it out, it's the rich nations giving the poor nations money. And, I mean, that's basically how I figured that one out. But anyway, it's going on for 2 weeks. It's quite fascinating, a lot of interesting people talking. How many cars did you say were in the president's motorcade when he attended?
Well, there's a couple different numbers. One is 75, and the other is 85. And also, he flew his helicopter. You know, they folded up the rotor blades, and they put it in a massive, massive cargo transport, you know, along with the beast. You know, his daily driver Joe's daily driver weighs 20,000 pounds. We have a bulldozer here on the farm, you know, a Caterpillar bulldozer. I'm not talking about a little one. I'm talking about a pretty big bulldozer, you know, one that can push trees and dig out ponds. And it's huge. It weighs 25,000 pounds. So,
now, that plane doesn't work on fossil fuel, right? It's the 80-car motorcade and the Beast airplane. They work on solar panels, I think, don't they? They're not polluting, are they?
You know, the Beast, that's what I'm talking about. That's what they call this truck. It's the presidential limousine. It is not a car. It has a body that appears to be a Cadillac body. I believe the windows, like the side window where Joe can look out and, you know, watch the passersby and the trees and nature. I think it's about between 5 and 7 inches thick. It is so thick and is so heavily armored that in order for him to hear what's going on outside, they have microphones and amplifiers and speakers inside so he can hear what's going on outside because the car is so well protected. So it runs on diesel.
Yeah, there was a news report that he was saying people didn't recognize him, and he was a little put off. He said they were calling him the wrong name, and I haven't gotten to the bottom of that one, but he said they're yelling the wrong name to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're calling him a race car driver's name.
Yeah. Something like that. We'll let another class get to the bottom of that one. We're here to climate change today.
Yeah, so the bottom line is he's drilling holes through the atmosphere, you know, with the aircraft that he's flying, and he's boring holes on the ground through the atmosphere with his diesel-powered vehicles. And somebody has to explain to me why he needed between 75 and 85 vehicles in this entourage. I don't get it. And then you have Bill Gates and having a 66th birthday party on this yacht that costs $2 million a week to rent. And you can fly onto that with a helicopter. And he brought 50 of his best friends over there, including Jeff Bezos and others. And so they went to that. And then they went on to the climate conference to discuss what they're going to do to us about how much we are polluting. While those guys, I mean, it's gotten over the top. I can't believe that it's in our faces. These guys are saying, look at us. Look at this yacht that's as big as like 4 city blocks. And who knows how much fuel that thing takes to power. I'm sure it's diesel. And I don't think it's nuclear. I think it's diesel. I mean, so he's having his birthday party. And what are these guys talking about? How they're going to control us. That's what they're talking about. And also, Bert, I think this climate change conference, I think it's probably partially right. I think they're talking about the climate, but I think they're talking about other things too. I don't think it's limited to just climate change. So what did you learn? What are they going to do to us? Did I lose Bert? Bert, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, what are they going to do to us?
I'm looking at my notes here from some of the conferences I attended, and the main theme is to reduce the burning of fossil fuel. And I think we can all agree that would be great. For one thing, we don't know how much of it we have. And for another thing is, you know, it does spew pollution into the atmosphere. So, you know, I think we all agree that's a good thing. One of the problems is we're having these conferences in the country that burns the most fossil fuel, including coal, huge amounts of coal, which is probably 10 times worse than, let's say, natural gas in terms of the pollutants that it emits. The country that burns the most, they didn't show up to the conference.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Bert, I got knocked off the air for about 4 minutes.
Just at the end of
the last segment, I was absolutely knocked off the air. No internet connection whatsoever. Totally taken off the internet completely.
Yeah, I know I talked through to the bumper music, and I'm not sure how much got through, but I'm assuming I was connected, but I guess your studio got disconnected.
That's correct. So. What did you do? What did you say that got me disconnected?
Well, you made fun of the beast.
I didn't make fun of it. It's all fact. Everything I said was fact.
Yeah. So it's such a paradox that the jet set attends the climate summit, and they just don't get it. I mean, I think I'd respect some of these people a lot more. And there are good scientists. By the way, most of the people that attended, everyone has good intentions. We all want to improve the health of the planet. I think we can agree on that. But the hypocrisy of the global elite was very striking. I mean, you'd think they'd at least try to, you know, not show off what they're polluting with when they literally fly in these entourages and these private jets and everything else. It's, you know, I mean, you know, it, what, you know, why not Bill Gates come over on like a Contiki raft or something? I mean, that would, you know, be a nice gesture, but so be it. But Vince, I don't know what we said, but I guess you're back on, so maybe they're just playing with you.
It couldn't have been. It couldn't have been me. I didn't do it. I wasn't even there.
No, we're getting knocked off the air for those few minutes. I don't know what it is. Could it, anyway?
You know what? I'm just saying what my students would try to pull, you know, in the early days, until maybe the second day of class when they'd say, I didn't do it. I wasn't chewing gum. I wasn't even there. You know, that kind of nonsense. But anyway, yeah, they were there and they did it. So let's talk about what you learned and what they're going to do.
Well, it's not clear what we're going to do because every one of these conferences, everyone meets, and everyone says what we need to do, and countries even agree to do things, but there's no, you know, there's no force of law behind any of it. It's pretty much all voluntary. And interestingly enough, if you look at the facts, and what I try to do is just sift through and look, okay, what's really going on here? The one country that has made the best strides in cleaning up the environment and lessening the amount of pollution that we emit into the air is the United States. And we've done a good job in reducing emissions. Part of it is moving away from, say, coal to natural gas. We have increased the amount of solar power. I know you have solar power out on the ranch, the Finelli Ranch. And so United States has, you know, made probably of major countries the most strides. What I was saying before the break was the country that pollutes the most and creates the worst amount of fossil fuels into the atmosphere, they were not to be seen at the conference. They didn't attend. And that is China, did not attend. They just didn't show up. So that's kind of a little bit of a negative when you're trying to improve the planet and the climate and help everybody that's going to be here for the next 100 years, and the country that could do the most right now to clean things up doesn't even show up. I mean, forget about what they're going to do. They didn't even show up to the conference at all. So that was a little bit of a letdown. So also Russia and Saudi Arabia did not show up. So it was pretty much, you know, the Western world. That India did attend, they're, you know, they're also, as they're growing, trying to recognize how they can improve on what they do. So,
what about the guys who are just blasting rockets off into space at their own discretion? I'm talking about Bezos and Musk. Was there any discussion about those guys?
Well, a few people
that they're causing.
Yeah. Hold that thought.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Democrats are trying to push through their partisan social spending bill, Republicans are attempting to adjourn for the day. As nobody knows what's in the social spending bill or its impact on inflation, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy was on Fox News early Friday morning, urging Americans to call their leaders and tell them to slow down until more can be digested of what's in the partisan bill.
And my fear is it's back to what Speaker Pelosi said in the past. You have to pass the bill to know what's in it. And that's why we need everybody to call the Democratic members, to tell them to slow this down, let people know what's in it, because what's in it is amnesty for 10 million illegals. You've got 87,000 new IRS agents to target you. If you make $28 a day or spend it, they're coming after you. It raises our taxes, and it really makes it America uncompetitive. China wins in this bill.
We'll let you know what happens on this Friday. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On Tuesday's elections in New Jersey, the number two Democrat and Senate President Steve Sweeney was defeated by Republican truck driver Ed Durr. He tells Fox News the victory was not his doing, but the people of New Jersey were voting loud and clear in the Democrat stronghold.
I believe it needed to be done. We have been ignored, and the voice of the people was heard. This was clearly a repudiation on Governor Murphy when all across this state, people were elected. It wasn't just myself. And it wasn't done by me. It was done by the people. I didn't unseat him. He unseated himself by his lack of doing his job. He chose not to stand up to Governor Murphy, and the people were not going to accept that. So they decided, if you don't want to do your job, we're going to take your job away from you. Well, I can't speak on the Democratic group, but I can say that it was a clear message that when people come out and vote, their voices can be heard, and that's all I ask people to do is come out and vote. I just want to make New Jersey more affordable, make it a better place for everybody to live in, for families, because ultimately it's become one of the most exodus states in the country, and separation of your families is just ridiculous, because my kids are here, my grandkids are here, and I just want to be able to live my life and enjoy things.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Bert's talking about his participation in the climate conference, the International Climate Conference. And my question was, Bezos, one of the greatest polluters in the world with all of his boxes that get dumped everywhere. I'm talking about boxes that say Amazon on them. And Elon Musk, who's boring holes in the ground, and he's boring holes in the atmosphere. Actually, both of those guys are boring holes with the extravagance that they exhibit, wasting resources that are on the planet for everybody. But they want more than the rest of us. It's unacceptable. Bert, what were the thoughts about those two guys? And, you know, guys like Bill Gates as well.
You know, there's a little bit of a sub-thread going that when we destroy the Earth, we need to save our civilization by sending a colony to Mars. So And last I looked at Mars, it looked pretty pristine. I'm not sure we wouldn't be polluting Mars probably worse than Earth on a relative scale. But there's a little bit of a subthread that when the world ends and it becomes unfit for human life, and I don't think we're anywhere close to there, but there's some people saying that we need to have a colony on Mars. So that's a little bit of justification.
And I remember reading something about, you know, our atmosphere. And I think it was something like this. This is probably not exactly right, but if we took the Earth and said it was a basketball and we put a coat of paint on the outside of it, that's about how thick the atmosphere is in relative size. The thickness of a coat of paint would be the atmosphere, and Earth would be like a basketball. It might be a softball or a baseball, but it's a coat of paint, and it's really thin. And I think that's what happened when Jeff Bezos went out there and circled the Earth. He realized how thin it was and how precariously we are perched to extinction. And yet people are wasting money, and it just infuriates me that people will think that they have the right to get on an airplane and go to Mexico and read a book on a beach because they're bored here in the United States. So they'll fly over 3,000 miles or 2,000 miles, bore holes in the atmosphere on a commercial jet, and think that they have the right to relax on a beach in Mexico. They could take that lawn chair and put it in their backyard, or they could go into their house in the living room and turn on the light and read that same book. Back to you.
I think Mark Zuckerberg has an answer for that. It's called Meta. And we can talk about this on another class, but there's a line of thinking that you don't have to go on the airplane to go to that beach in Mexico. You put on a pair of these glasses, and for all effective purposes, as far as you can sense, you're on that beach. And by the way, Vince, I have put those glasses on and done it, and it is a fascinating experience. I didn't go to the beach. I went across the country back to my hometown in New York, and actually went walking up and down the street there. It's pretty fascinating, and I didn't move more than a few inches. So, it is fascinating what you can do with virtual reality.
I was thinking, as you're saying that, you know, maybe after the broadcast class, you could come on over here, you know, and virtually help me move 100,000 pounds of hay into storage for the winter. And we won't use any fuel or anything, right?
Well, hay's not heavy.
Yeah, it weighs 1,000 pounds a roll, and we've got 100 rolls we got to move this afternoon. I was thinking that maybe we could use virtual reality and just get those moved.
Yeah. I think you have to do it with arm power, correct? Because I've seen those bales get loaded, and I don't know of any machine that can do it effectively. It pretty much seems like one guy lifts up to the truck and another guy's on the top of the truck kind of grabbing it and putting it in place.
Yeah, you're talking about square bales. They only weigh between maybe 40 and 60, maybe 75 pounds apiece, depending on, you know, how the baler is set. Now, we're talking about round bales, and these are 1,000 pounds apiece. So
yeah,
we use a tractor and with a front end loader and then a trailer, and we put them on the trailer, and then we, you know, move about 8 of them at a time. And otherwise, the weight is so heavy it damages the field. And there's a lot of things to be considered. But the bottom line, you know, Bert, since we're talking about cows and grass, you know, they keep talking about the pollution, that the methane from cows. Let me just share this with you, class. If there were no cows, there'd be no fields. If there were no fields, there'd be just everything would be growing wild. So you'd have to mow it. Okay? So instead of mowing it, let the cows eat the grass. The cows keep the grass trimmed, and then we get to eat the cows. Other than that, we would be using diesel fuel and lawnmowers and machinery to mow the grass, which would really pollute. We'd be choking. We'd be choking by next Friday afternoon if everybody mowed all the grass in the United States of America. But you're right. The big polluter, China. China. Out of control. And so isn't the answer really simply, let's use less, let's have less overpackaging? Isn't that the answer?
Well, probably also buy less from China. You know, how many things that you buy from China do you really need anyway? A lot of the stuff. And, and we're buying more than ever. You've seen the cargo ships that are stacked outside of California waiting to unload. Most of those are from China.
And I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great that stores are running out of Chinese junk and that stores were unable to have Halloween costumes and stores are unable to have Christmas trees and those Chinese ornaments. And the Chinese don't even believe in Christ. So here we have a country that's making all this junk with all this packaging, and then people throw out the artificial Christmas trees. They throw out the ornaments. They throw out the tinsel if they use it. They throw out the lights, and they buy it new next year. It's crazy, absolutely crazy. So I think it's wonderful that people are experiencing some of the shortages of the Chinese junk that they don't need. Chinese junk they don't need. And I think it'd be wonderful if we started manufacturing the things that we used to make, like Craftsman screwdrivers and wrenches and sockets and other tools. I mean, top quality U.S. made tools and top quality U.S. made clothing and top quality U.S. made sheets and everything else that we used to make. As a matter of fact, the Chinese were exporting drywall, sheetrock, to the United States, and they made it with toxic waste. And so Lowe's and other big box stores were selling this stuff. And Lowe's denied it, and they finally had to admit, yeah, they were selling it. The contractors installed this Chinese sheetrock in houses. And it was so corrosive and so toxic that the off-gassing would corrode everything that was aluminum and copper. So if you took off the switch plate or the outlet cover on your outlet boxes or switch box in your house, and they were black. The copper wires were black from oxidation and corrosion because of the toxic waste. That's what the Chinese do to us. They dump their toxic waste on us, including putting it in dog food and killing our animals. That's what they do. Melamine. That's what I'm talking about. It's unacceptable. So, class, you need to boycott everything from China. Everything. Is it the little people in China? No. It's the movers and shakers, and it's the greed of the American corporate structure, the higher-ups in the American corporate world who are more profit, more profit. More profit means let's make drywall with, what can we make it with it that we don't want that's free? Toxic waste. Let's do that. That's what they've done to us.
Yeah, and it's more profit in the short term, Vince, because if you look at a lot of these corporations that have moved their factories to China, maybe for a year or two, their profits go up because their costs come down. But ultimately what happens is they're doing two negative things. One is the quality of their products are going down, so they're losing brand loyalty. The other is the Chinese are simply figuring out how to build whatever it is. They start building it themselves, and so that just puts the American company out of business, and this happens time and time again. And the more technologically advanced the product is, the worse it happens because you lose your edge. So, I mean, luckily the U.S. keeps innovating, so we've been able to barely stay one level above all this. But, I've seen it happen firsthand where there's a factory, it's building your product, and at night, they run the factory, and the product goes out the back door with some other name on it, but it's the same basic product being manufactured. And eventually that company, they either learn their lesson, come back to the United States, or they're out of business. So, it's been going on for the past 20 or 30 years, and, it's worse now than ever, but I think some companies are, if they're still in business, they've learned their lesson, and some are reestablishing U.S. production.
Okay, so real simple product, like a tire. So trailer tires. There's a company by the name of Goodyear, an American company, Goodyear. And they made a tire called a Marathon. It was a trailer tire with a very distinctive tread pattern. Well, if you buy a tire now, the trailer tires come from, almost all of them come from China. And what does the tread pattern look like? It looks like the Goodyear Marathon. And so if you, just about every trailer tire on the road today is made in China. I'm talking about, you know, small trailers, like, 20 feet, 24 feet, you know, and smaller. And the interesting thing is, we bought a used trailer, with wheels and tires, and it had Chinese tires on it, and three-quarters tread left. We're going down the road with an empty trailer. Boom! Tire blows. Tire blows because the tread peeled off the carcass of the tire. Really? That kind of stuff didn't used to happen with American tires. Now, it did happen with tractor trailers because they would use recaps. They would recap the tread on a used tire. Yeah, that happened. But a brand new tire, the tread just separating from the carcass of the tire? Uh-uh. You have to have Chinese tires to do that. So what happens with all these tires that wear out prematurely? They go in the landfill. There's no recycling of tires. It's a mess. So these guys, too bad we weren't allowed to go to this climate conference. I would have given them an earful. I would have been able to talk for days, nonstop. And this 1.5 degrees centigrade, that
yeah.
We've already reached 1 degree,
yeah.
That's just, to convert that to Fahrenheit, that's about 2.7 degrees. Not too much. Not too much. And we're more than halfway there. We're in trouble. And when these icebergs start melting, New York is going to be, well, they won't have taxis, they'll have gondolas. We'll be right back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I mentioned that the Earth's atmosphere is about the thickness of a coat of paint on a basketball. You know, that's the relationship, the size of the Earth versus the atmosphere. Well, NOAA, N-O-A-A, U.S. government agency, says that it is about as thick as a piece of paper over a beach ball. So what I'm telling you is my analogy was right. Thickness of a sheet of paper on top of a beach ball. So we can't allow these airplanes to fly needlessly, recklessly, and carelessly anywhere they feel like flying because people want to read a book on the beach or they want to go to Disney. That all has to stop. Bert, what else did you learn?
Well, I learned that basically there is no force to anything that they're discussing. In other words, everyone goes back, they know what their goals are, they know what they're supposed to do, but every country basically looks at it and says, well, why should we do it if no one else is doing it? Plus, if we do it, it's going to hurt our economy. So some things get done, but most things don't get done. And that's what I learned really looking back to previous conferences on what's happened. But Vince, you mentioned airplanes, and do you know that there are prototype solar aircraft right now that are flying?
Well, I know we had airplanes that flew without fuel back in World War II. They're called gliders. But, you know, yes, I do know that there were solar panel wings. Not real practical yet, but yes.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at one now. It's got two wings because you need some more, you know, more area to capture more sunlight. But it's got two wings. It's got a propeller in the front. And
Bert, keep talking. I just heard an explosion. I'm going to leave the studio for just a minute, make sure everybody's okay. Please continue.
Yeah, okay, sure. So one is called the Helios. It's a prototype NASA solar-powered aircraft, and it's pretty fascinating in that it does capture enough energy on the wings to power propellers. So the Helios is interesting in that it's basically one huge, giant wing of solar panels with a bunch of propellers. It looks to be about eight or nine propellers very small cockpit, but the advantage of the Helios is that it can stay up in the air for extremely long time. I mean, almost forever, because you don't run out of energy as long as you can follow the sun as the sun goes down. So it's a fascinating aircraft. Can we ever make it practical? Hard to say, because the amount of sun energy you can capture is really a function of the area. And if you want to have, you know, a super transport with hundreds of people, that's a lot of weight. So it's unclear that it would ever be practical for a jumbo jet, let's say. But for small planes and, you know, private aviation, where you fly yourself around, I think it could become indeed very practical. I'm going to carry on to one of
I'm back. I'm back.
Yeah.
There was a massive sonic boom that shook the whole farmhouse. Well, it was a stone farmhouse, and it shook everything. It was like boom, and it wasn't just a single boom. It reverberated a little bit, and these things have got to stop. They scare the animals to death.
Yeah, are you near an airplane?
No. And this is the kind of thing that could cause a stampede. And the wild animals, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
it's
you know, the sonic boom only occurs when you're going through the speed of sound. If you're going faster or slower, there's no boom. It's just when you pass right through the speed of sound that it creates it. So somebody was either accelerating or decelerating. Did you notice any spacecraft landing in the field?
No. And there, when this happens, and this has happened a number of times since I've, you know, been broadcasting, and I mention it each time, because we don't know if our farm blew up or whether it was a missile detonation. We don't know. It's that loud. It rattles windows, and it's for people hear this for like 30, 40 miles around. And you can't see the aircraft. They are invisible. You don't see them. So you hear it, you look around, there's nothing to see. It's higher than we can see. So it needs to stop. It really needs to stop. The military needs to stop destroying the planet. And that's what they do. The military is in the business of destruction, demolition. Bert, thanks so much for being with us.
And you got it.
Class, and I mentioned the containers and the ship stuck in the ocean. I think it's great. I really mean it. And because it's going to teach us, we don't need this junk from China. We don't need it. Make do with what you have, reuse with what you have, repair with what you have. Bert, thanks so much. I'll see you next week.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.